If you ask people where they go when they really need to get work done, very few will respond, the office. If they do say the office, they'll include a qualifier such as super early in the morning before anyone gets in, or I stay late at night after everyone's left, or I sneak in on the weekend. What they're trying to tell you is that they can't get work done at work. The office during the day has become the last place people want to be when they really want to get work done. That's because offices have become interruption factories. A busy office is like a food processor. It chops your day into tiny bits. 15 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 20 here, 5 there. Each segment is filled with a conference call, a meeting, another meeting, or some other institutionalized, unnecessary interruption. It's incredibly hard to get meaningful work done when your workday has been shredded into work moments. Meaningful work, creative work, thoughtful work, important work. This type of effort takes stretches of uninterrupted time to get into the zone. But in the modern office, such long stretches just can't be found. Instead, it's just one interruption after another. The ability to be alone with your thoughts is, in fact, one of the key advantages of working remotely. When you work on your own, far away from the buzzing swarm at headquarters, you can settle into your own productive zone. You can actually get work done, the same work that you couldn't get done at work. Yes, working outside the office has its own set of challenges, and interruptions can come from different places, multiple angles. If you're at home, maybe it's the TV. If you're at the local coffee shop, maybe it's someone talking loudly a few tables away. But here's the thing. Those interruptions are things you can control. They're passive. They don't handcuff you. You can find a space that fits your work style. You can toss on some headphones and not be worried about a coworker loitering by your desk and tapping you on the shoulder. Neither do you have to be worried about being called into yet another unnecessary meeting. Your place, your zone, is yours alone. Don't believe us? Ask around. Or ask yourself, where do you go when you really have to get work done? Your answer won't be the office in the afternoon. Let's face it, nobody likes commuting. The alarm rings earlier, you arrive home that much later. You lose time, patience, possibly even your will to eat anything other than convenience food with plastic utensils. Maybe you skip the gym, miss your child's bedtime, feel too tired for a meaningful conversation with your significant other. The list goes on. Even your weekends get truncated by that wretched commute. All those chores you don't have the will to complete after slugging it out with the highway collect into one mean list due on Saturday. By the time you've taken out the trash, picked up the dry cleaning, gone to the hardware store, and paid your bills, half the weekend is gone. And the commute itself? Even the nicest car won't make driving in traffic enjoyable, and forget feeling fresh after a trip on most urban trains and buses. Breathe in the smell of exhaust and body odor. Breathe out your health and sanity. Smart people in white coats have extensively studied commuting, this supposedly necessary part of our days, and the verdict is in. Long commutes make you fat, stressed, and miserable. Even short commutes stab at your happiness. According to the research, commuting is associated with an increased risk of obesity, insomnia, stress, neck and back pain, high blood pressure, and other stress-related ills such as heart attacks and depression, and even divorce. But let's say we ignore the overwhelming evidence that commuting doesn't do a body good. Pretend it isn't bad for the environment either. Let's just do the math. Say you spend 30 minutes driving in rush hour every morning and another 15 getting to your car and into the office. That's 1.5 hours a day, 7.5 hours per week, or somewhere between 300 and 400 hours per year, give or take holidays and vacation. 400 hours is exactly the amount of programmer time we spent building Basecamp, our most popular product. Imagine what you could do with 400 extra hours a year. Commuting isn't just bad for you, your relationships, and the environment. It's bad for business. And it doesn't have to be that way.